Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Eagles of Fire. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised. Amen and amen. Well, what a weekend. What power. What glory to be in the presence of God. I'm just so blessed. And, you know, it does take a little bit of effort to make sure I'm up every morning to be on the air with you each day. But I made a commitment that I wanted my fire started right. And that means to do whatever necessary to be not only in the presence of the Lord, but to hear the manna from heaven so I too can walk righteously, to walk holy before God, and to be used for his service. And for all those that are listening in, I'm sure you want the same thing too. We want our furnaces blazing, and so we want to welcome the Holy Spirit as a part of our time in the morning to start our day. I thank God for our intercessors that have been faithful with us on the air, and for all our other listeners that come in every morning. We praise God for each one of you in this new venture that God has prepared for us. It's awesome, so awesome. Today I'm going to talk about safety. We've been talking about many different areas of spiritual fitness, and the Lord is not through with me yet, with patience. There will be others that will be coming on as soon as the Lord has released me from this particular topic. And that is because we've been in a place of unspiritual fitness for such a long time that sometimes we need to be reminded how to stay safe, how to take care of ourselves, how to be spiritually fit. But some of us have lost our way due to circumstances in life. And so this is just really a time of reminders and some pointers, some tips to get back on track. Yesterday, for a Crown of Glory and Fire service, we had an internet service that we do on Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock with Prophetess Paloma and her family. But yesterday, instead, we were actually in Delaware at Rehoboth Beach to check out a look at one of our condos that we'll be using for our nest for our eagles. And while we were there, we had a service, and it was wonderful. The Lord met us there, and it was great. And our topic was move over. But in this sense today, we're going to talk about the safety of moving over to take care of ourselves in a better way. So you please want to, if you have not listened to it, please go and listen, and it will also help you how to get yourself from not being in a place where you're unsafe, but move over to the next place so you, God can use you. Amen. So with that, I'm going to open up the lines that are here, that our intercessors are on the line this morning, and I'm going to ask them to pray, and pray whatever God puts on their hearts. You know, right now my heart is for the children that are sex trafficking. That's been something that's been on our heart this week. And for those that are in the sex trade area, we do believe in standing with those that are suffering in that area. So we'd like to have prayer for that this morning. And another area that the Lord's put in my heart for us to pray about is marriages. A lot of marriages are suffering due to some of these spiritual fitness areas that we are lost track of. We've sometimes, when we start eating, overeating, we get out of shape and we put on a pound. And sometimes when we don't use the principles of God's word, we also get out of shape also in our marriage and relationships at best. So I'd like for us to pray in that particular area. Also for the people in Sudan. I saw a report recently where 148 people died in one day from starvation, from not having any food. We have much food here in the States, and there was even a report amount of waste of food that we throw away every day. That could have fed an entire village. And so that hurts my heart, but God has a plan. God knows everything. But I still like to pray for the families that are losing their loved ones from starvation, because they feel too, and they are also hungry. I'm praying for the children that are being trafficked for predators and so on. So I'd like to add those on our list this morning. And then if one of you can pray for our government and the different branches of government, because that's the area God has called us to be a blessing to them. So I believe that even as we pray, just to pray to the Lord, I just sense this morning that we need to be a little bit more specific in our prayer as we go before the throne of God. So, Catherine, I can hear you out there. I've heard your voice.
Good morning.
I know you're there. Good morning, sweetheart. You're a joy every morning to hear your voice. Good morning. And I think is that Pam out there? Good morning. Amen. Sister Pam, is that you?
Yes, it is. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Sister Pam. Well, blessings to both of you. Well, as the Lord leads, how about, Pam, you go first and let Sister Catherine go after you, and then I'll talk about safety. Amen? Amen.
Father God, we just appreciate the opportunity of gathering together this morning, Lord, and breathing in your precious Holy Spirit. We praise you and thank you, Lord, for your presence in our life. We ask, Father God, for far and the fragrance of your presence, Lord. Breathe on us and breathe in us, Lord, your heart this morning, Lord. And Father, we do lift up the issues, oh Lord, that revolve around our government and our
yes.
Father God, for your hand to be upon them, Lord. Your word says that we are to pray for their peace, oh God, that those who are in authority over us, Lord. Father, we do speak your peace upon their hearts and their minds, Lord. Pray for President Trump, oh God, that you bless him, oh God, with your presence, Lord, that he would know, Lord, that he would know that he'd know
mm-hmm.
that your presence is there, that you are leading him, that you are guiding him, that you have put those faithful ones around him, Lord. I would ask, oh, Father God, that you would give him discernment, oh, God, as to who are those faithful ones, oh, God. And blessed God, I ask that you would also give him the discernment, oh, God, for those, oh, God, who are working against him and not for him, Lord. Uncover, Lord God, the traps that the enemy has laid before him, oh, God. Let him not become entangled in those, oh God, but bring revelation and bring wisdom as to how to deal in these issues of entrapment, Lord. We come against the forces of darkness, Lord, and we call forth your light to reveal and disclose the plan of the enemies and wisdom how to bring these plans to naught. We bless, oh God, your hand upon the government. We thank you that he is the anointed one and that you, Lord, are still in control. We bless your hand. We bless your work with him, Father God. And, Father, I do bring the sex trafficking before you, Lord God. It's been an issue, the Lord, that has just really begun to be revealed as to the death of the sin that besets our nation, Lord. And we weep, O God, at the altar, O God, and we cry out, forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God, that we have not been alert in decades of the sin that has so ever befallen us, Lord. And we pray, Father, as we repent, Lord, that you would go forth in bringing justice, O God, to this sin and this crime against our children and the women, Lord, and even the boys, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would intervene, Lord, and put your arms around these children and mothers and women and sons, oh God, and that you would let them know that your presence is there, Lord, and that your hand is not in this sin, oh God, that your hand it is upon them and that you love them and care about them, Lord. I ask that you would intervene, Lord, and bring them into safety, Father God, that you would open up the eyes of those in authority, O Lord, and bring these people that have put them into this situation, that you would bring them to justice, O God. Father, I just ask that you would bring forth a righteous nation, O God, for a righteousness exalts us, O Lord, that you, Lord, bring a nation to shame, O God, when we are enmeshed in the sin that has befallen our nation. So as we cry out for repentance, Lord, I pray, O God, that your presence bring a freshening of enlightenment and understanding that will bring forth your will and your heart and your safety for these kids and all those that are involved in sex trafficking. We ask, oh God, that your hand would not only be upon the victims, but Lord, that you would bring a heart of conviction of sin upon those that are guilty of placing these children into this situation. We ask, oh God, that you would just sweep across our land by the wind of your spirit and bring repentance to the hearts, oh God, that there would be a turning around of the minds and the hearts, Lord, and people would just come and acknowledge their sin before you. There would be a change of heart, Lord, and therefore righteousness prevailing. We ask it in the name of Jesus.
Good
we
Lord.
Pray blessing upon the homes and across our nation, Lord, and Father, our families are so in need of restoration, Lord. There's so much brokenness and a loss of identity in our children, Lord, that we've become a fatherless nation, Lord. Father, we ask that you reveal fatherhood to the fathers, that they would come to know you as Father and see the example that you have set before them, O God, as to how to be a father. Strengthen the mother and father relationship into oneness, O God, that oneness, O God, would fall down in unity in the care and the discipline of the children, Lord, because our children go about with any sense of direction because they have no boundaries. We just break the power of the enemy with his tricks that would create so much division and a lack of identity and call forth your will and your heart to bring up a godly generation. Bless
yes.
the Father. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Sister Pam. God bless you.
Father, we just come to you today and we thank you for a brand new morning, Lord. You are the commander of the morning that has impregnated the atmosphere, Father, that you will give that deposit of the oracles of your heart, Lord, that we can fulfill the plans and the purposes of what you desire from heaven to earth, Lord. We thank you and praise you for this privilege and time that has been set aside, that we can come to your heart, Lord, and we can know what grieves you, and that we can see with your eyes, and we can hear with your ears, and that we can feel with your heart, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Lord, for all those prayers that Pam has brought to your throne this morning, Lord. We just agree, all the eagles of fire agree, Lord. We come to you today and present these things to you that grieve your heart, Lord. We thank you for the gift of marriage, Lord. You showed me such a beautiful picture yesterday while I was here. I actually just got done taking the trash out yesterday, Lord, and that's what you desire to do, is take the trash out. And when I was coming back, I was just thanking you so much for the beautiful sun, the beautiful sky, the air that we breathe. And as I was standing there thanking you, I saw this beautiful little dove. And I watched this dove fly and coo around. The Holy Spirit, it just reminded me so much of your spirit and how you hover over us, Lord. And this little dove began to go and retrieve little branches. And I discovered there was another dove that was hidden in the tree right beside where I was standing. I had no idea. And you began to show me that you are building a nest of protection in that tree. And Lord, I pray for the protection of these children that are being used in sex trafficking. I pray for the protection of marriages, Lord, in this day and age. I pray for the protection of this government, Lord, as you bless all the people who are taking the positions that are wanting to do the right thing. I pray for the blessing and the protection of the food, Lord, that is being wasted daily. I pray for the protection of the hunger that you have placed within your people deep, deep down, Lord. And I thank you for that beautiful picture that you showed me. You are building the nest, but you are using your spirit and the eagles of fire, Lord, across this land, across this nation, across this world. I noticed yesterday on the call in the service when I was listening to the replay that there was a man from Kenya, Lord. I just uplift all of these nations all around the world in each of these areas, Lord. And we know that you are God, that you are ruling and reigning, and you are turning our hearts back to you, Lord. We thank you for the safety, the protection, the provision, that you are Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides.
Yes.
We thank you that we have that privilege and honor that we can partner with you and your ways. We thank you, Father, that we can feel your heart break and that you are calling us to step up, to rise up. This is a season, Lord, of preparation that you desire for the more to occur and to occupy in the hearts of all people. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father, for your Son, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your Spirit that is holy, Lord. We thank you for the double wall of fire that you're putting around each one as you position them, as you bring them to that place in your heart of surrendering, Lord, all to you. We thank you and we praise you and we give you glory and honor and we lift up your name this morning, Lord. We thank you and praise you, Father. Thank you and praise you, Lord. We say yes and amen to you this day and hour, Lord, in this whole week, in this whole month, in this whole year, Lord. Let there be more love, more love, more love, more of your precious holy love that you release and unleash lavishly to us this day and hour. We praise you. We thank you. We glorify you. We say yes and amen to you today. Thank you, Father.
Thank you both so much. Thank you for those prayers that's been lifted before the throne of God. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, Lord, as I come in line with your intercessors this morning, Lord, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have imparted in our hearts to pray. Lord, to just as a reminder, not that you need to be reminded, but that it brings us to a place of attention to know that it's in you that everything that needs to be done or placed in order is through your mighty hand, God. Hear our prayers, O Lord. We come to you, Father, as we know best, as we know how. We come before you, Lord God, with the burning of our hearts for the nations, burning in our hearts for the safety of our children, the burning of our hearts for those that are hungry and thirsting for righteousness, the burning of our hearts for those that are suffering needlessly, Lord God.
for the enemy who comes to try to steal, kill, and destroy as much and as many people as possible. But Father, we know that thou art great and thou art worthy to be praised. Lord, you've given us a privilege to live the way we do, Lord God, that we don't have to be in a country where there is such great suffering. Lord, you did not cause us to be in a place where we have to be without. We were not born into a country or a generation where an area of people, Lord God, that we have to cry out to you because of hunger. And we've been placed in a position, Lord, that we can come to you in a place of safety because we know that you have met our needs where we're at. So, Lord, even though we do not understand all that is going on in the world, even though we don't understand how come certain things do not come about, Lord, we trust you that you know everything according to your perfect will because it's perfect, and we sit in line of that. But you did give us an opportunity, Lord, a platform to come before you and pray, to talk to you about it, Lord, to share with you our heart, to share with you our passions, to share with you our concerns. You gave us a platform at the foot of the cross to come to you, Lord, to plead your blood, to call forth your power. And so, Lord, many of us have encountered some of the atrocities that we see that's going on around in our world and how you have set our hearts free. Once our hearts were cold, and then you made our hearts warm with your fire. Lord, I pray for every soul, Lord God, that's in these areas that we have mentioned today, that their hearts are cold as ice, that their hearts are cold, they cannot feel. Lord, I ask you to send your fire and warm their hearts this morning. Warm their hearts this morning, that may that child be released this morning. Warm that predator's heart this morning. Give them a sight to see their wrongdoing, for their eyes are blinded by their lust and their pleasure. May their hearts not be cold and callous today, but their hearts be warmed up, that they begin to feel and understand that their doing is hurting somebody else, that their mind is not locked into what their needs are, but they will see the need of that child this morning. Hallelujah. Lord, let that child's prayer be answered today, ones that are crying out for you, Lord God. Keep them safe, O Lord. Lord, touch their minds, their little minds, Lord, that the enemy is trying to scar so they don't believe in you, God. Protect their minds, Lord. Let them know that your angels are around them and that they are safe. Their bodies may be used in the wrong way, but their spirit is safe. Hallelujah. And so I come in agreement also with our government, Lord God. Pray for all levels of government this morning. You are the true government, Lord, that sits upon the world, Lord God. So we pray, Lord, your spirit will blow through the halls of Congress, blow through the halls of the Senate, blow through the White House. Blow to the families, Lord God, that are helping to run our country. Blow, Holy Spirit, blow your wind. Spirit of the Lord, blow your wind from all four corners of the earth. And come and fill these places, God, with your breath. Have your way. We praise you and thank you right now, God, for it already being done. We thank you, O Lord God, that prayers have already been answered. And as we stand, Father God, and we stand and we watch you being God. We just tell others, look what God has done. And then we praise you and adore you, God, because only you could have done it. And we thank you. We praise you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today is a part of our series, which is coming to a close. And we're going to be asking some of our intercessors to take on some of our devotions in the morning. I would like to talk about protection or safety. Hallelujah. I think I'm losing my voice a little bit, so it's a sign I need to start shutting down a little bit and let someone else take over. But as like I have said before, I don't move unless the Holy Spirit calls me to. And I'm sensing it's about that time because my subject matter can be extensive, but that's okay. Again, the call is obedience. We must be obedient to the Lord. Amen. Well, I will talk today about another spiritual fitness the Lord placed on my heart. And it's talking about how we need to do sometimes self-protection. We live in a society that when someone tells us what to do, we just sometimes do it ignorantly. We do because we're told to do it, and we don't use any discernment. And the Lord does not call us to just allow people to trample us without protecting ourselves. And what do I mean by that? Well, in the Bible, I was delivered from this particular area when I came across a scripture. I don't have it with me at this point, but I will get it back to you, where it was a story about Lazarus. Lazarus had just been risen from the dead by Jesus. And Jesus was with Lazarus, and I'm sure all the disciples were there, and they were talking maybe about what had transpired that day. Here, Lazarus had been dead for several days. Jesus came, spoke into his life, and from a grave that was different from where he was dead from several days, and he called Lazarus forth. He came out of the tomb, and he told his sister to unwrap him because he was wrapped in death cloth and to let him go. And now here Lazarus is sitting, hanging out with Jesus, a dead man, now back in his rightful place in life. While they were in the home, a lot of people heard about this awesome miracle, and they started to cry out for Jesus to come out to them. Come out to us, Jesus. We want to talk to you, Jesus. And of course, I am sure Jesus, who knew everything, knew what was in their heart. The people had decided they want to kill Jesus because of the many miracles, and especially because Lazarus was now alive from the dead, and he was becoming more popular because of this new miracle. Not only that, there was proof of his miracle, because Lazarus, a walking dead man now, is alive, eating and hanging out with the disciples. And so it brought great fear to many, because there had never anything quite like this had ever happened before. But the part that really got to me was this, that Jesus knew what was in their hearts. Jesus knew what were in their hearts. And the Bible says that he would not turn himself over to them because he knew what was in their hearts. What Jesus was saying in that particular area of scripture as I was reading it was this, that he knew he meant them harm. He knew these people came to try to kill him and also kill Lazarus. He knew in their heart that they did not need him well, that they had a purpose and a plan to kill him and to kill Lazarus, who he just brought back to life. And he wouldn't turn himself over to them. That was very delivering for me, because I always believed that I needed to always lay myself flat out, let people walk over me completely, even in my kindness, and it was okay. Because Jesus taught me to be kind and loving to my enemies. But I had never seen Jesus in that way, knowing that he knew what their intentions were. And in his wisdom, he did not turn himself over to them out of kindness, because truly it wasn't his time. And we find in our lives that we sometimes turn ourselves over to those that mean us harm. And so today I want to talk to you a little bit about safety. You see, safety is to help us, to keep us from danger. That's what safety is for. Safety is to protect us from harm, as Jesus did with his disciples. When there is danger, we need to walk where there is safety. God does not expect us to put ourselves in danger, to find ourselves hurt and abused by others. That is not of the Lord. And that particular scripture dealing with Lazarus was very life-changing for me. Hallelujah. When there's safety, it is a place of covering. You are now defended against the dangers that are around you. It's a guard, if you will, to keep you safe also. That's why there's accountability and structure. These are areas that God has created for us to keep us safe. The Bible is full of teaching and instructions in life how to keep safe. These are God's safety boundaries for us, to keep us safe in using his teaching and instructions how to live life. But when we come out of the safety of God, we've allowed ourselves and open to all demonic forces to try to kill and destroy us. What is the enemy's plot? To kill and destroy the people of God. What was the enemy's plot when Lazarus was raised from the dead? To kill Christ because of the hope that he brought, and to kill Lazarus. He came to kill and destroy. the vision, to destroy the miracle, to destroy the imaginations of men that says, oh my goodness, if he could raise the dead, he must be the Messiah. So in these areas, safety helps us from the hazards and the risks of the things around us that could cause us harm. It helps us from instability to accountability. It keeps us out of harm's way, and it helps us to not so be so vulnerable. Now we have some safety around us. In that, there's a story I want to just talk about briefly in line with what I'm talking about safety. Because sometimes we foolishly follow people's instructions, knowing that it's harmful for us, but we do it out of loyalty sometimes. We do it because we want to feel safe. But when we find that we become unsafe, many of us do not walk away. We still stay in an unsafe position. If we find someone's a false prophet, rather than move from them, we stay underneath it because they have the title of a prophet. Prophet, that is not a safe place to be. We're in domestic violence. Someone has violated you verbally, mentally, physically, and because we have been bombarded with the image of what they say we are, we find that we cannot get out of this place where we're not safe. And so God wants us to be safe. There are times that you'll hear people say, oh, well, you know, it was a one time, you know, you weren't really hurt, and then minimize the danger that you're in because of their lack of understanding or their perception, and they keep you unsafe. And because we listen to others, we find ourselves unsafe. And so domestic violence is also not of the Lord. He did not call us to be beaten, bruised. He did that for us. That's why he went to the cross. And so there's a story about a man called King Saul in the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel 14, starting at verses 24. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to read the whole chapter for the sake of time. But I just want you to take your time to read 1 Samuel 14, 1 through 12, and then 20 through 29. What it's talking about, Saul was a king that was ordained, that was anointed by Prophet Samuel. And Saul's position was to go out and take care and go to war to kill the Philistines and all those that were against the army of God. And Saul had made a foolish oath. Saul was a foolish man. But once he became king, he forgot who he was when he was a small guy. And what he did, he began to do things that were contrary to God's instructions to him that caused much to die, many to suffer, because here he was supposed to help protect them, and he ended up really giving them over to even their enemies and also coming against God. But Saul made an oath to the men of Israel, and they were worn out one day from battle. And Saul made them take an oath that they would not eat anything or a curse would fall on them if they ate any food. This was their way of being revengeful to their enemies. And so nobody ate anything. Mind you, these men are at war. They're going through dust and dirt and troubles. They're thirsty. You know, you have to imagine you're on the Sahara Desert, because if anyone has been to Israel, you know the whole area is a desert. And so they're out in the desert in the heat where there's no water, probably maybe the little bit of water they have. There's no real food in the desert unless you bring something with you. And here, Saul made them take an oath about not having anything to eat. So no one ate anything all day in the heat. Even though they had found honeycombs on the ground in this particular area or the forest that they were in, they wouldn't even touch the honey to give them energy. Now, Saul had a son named Jonathan, and Jonathan didn't hear about his father's oath. And so when he saw the honey that was taken to a piece of a stick of some sort, he went and ate the honey from the honeycomb, and it gave him energy and strength. Somebody saw him eating the honey, and he said, didn't you know your father? Jonathan's father, who was the king, said, you're not to eat anything, because anyone who eats of this will be cursed. And so many people were being wary and faint, but Jonathan, after having a little bit of honey, gained his strength. And he became he had the vitality back just from a little bit of honey. That told you how tired these men were, how weary they were, how troubled they were. Some were fainting. They weren't drinking any water. That was foolishness. They're in war, and yet the king wanted them to suffer in war fighting their enemies. But hungry as they were, they still chased and killed the Philistines all day long, growing more and more weary and tired. And even in the and what transpired in the evening, because of their hunger, they began to butcher the sheep and the cattle and the calves without draining the blood. Now, everybody knows when someone butchers something, you let the blood drain out, and then you finish cutting up the meat. Well, in this case, they didn't even wait till the blood drained out. They were so hungry, they began to sin against God, because God's word says that the blood must be drained and not to eat it with the blood in it. And here there was the king's foolish decree caused them to sin by eating the meat without it being drained. That is just something that is done, as most people that are that likes to hunt, they know that once you kill an animal, you drain the blood. And so this caused great distress, even to the king, to say, oh my goodness, they've gone that level, they just butchered the animals without draining the blood. But when he found out that Jonathan, his own son, broke the oath that he gave to all his men, his own father wanted to kill him. And it was the men that saw that because of Jonathan's bravery, that they came against their own king and said, you cannot kill him because he did a good thing. And he saved Israel that day, all because he used wisdom. My brothers and sisters, sometimes we don't use wisdom. And when there's a foolish oath or something that is said that is contrary to the word of God, I'm going to encourage you to stay in the safety of the words of God, not in the words of men. Here he was a king and he was a man of authority, but he was foolish in his statements to his own people that caused them their demise and caused them to sin. Anytime someone causes you to want to sin, it is an order that I encourage you not to follow through with, because God is contrary to the word of God. And sometimes we'll ignore it, but what does it do? It causes you to be in an unsafe position. When we are exercising our physical body, there are some things that the training will tell you to do to keep yourself safe from injuring your back, how to stand, and even how to hold and position items that you would use to exercise. It is the same things in the things of God. We must learn to use safety to protect ourselves. Not that we need to protect in order so we don't to get something taken away from us, but to protect ourselves from the wiles of the enemy. He will use someone that you even trust to try to get you out of that place of safety, to trust man rather than to trust God. So I want you to have this part of your physical size today. If there's a place in your life that you know that you're unsafe, that you've allowed unwise counsel to move you away from the will of God, your physical exercise today is to repent and again go back to the Lord and say, Lord, you teach me your ways. Open your word to me that I may walk in your will. Well, may God bless you today. May you just continue to walk in the safety of his love, because he loves you. And continue to pray for us as we'll pray for you. And so we thank you for joining us this morning. Come again next morning. We'll be here again in Monday through Friday from 6:30 to 7:15. And again, Saturday mornings. Look at our website, www.eaglesoffire.org. God bless you, each one, and have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you. Amen and amen.
answer.